It's all over except for tonight's award ceremonies. This year's Service to America Medals program has again put the spotlight on federal employees, both young and long experienced, who do outstanding work. Joining me with highlights, Max Steyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. I think, Max, even more than the Best Places to Work and all of the other programs that get a lot of notoriety from the council, this is what really people look forward to, I think.
You know, it's an extraordinary event, and it's an extraordinary set of people that we recognize, and I can't think of anything that we do that makes me more joyous and proud of doing the work I'm doing.
Especially this year, when the election is so contentious and the politics are so contentious, and so it puts government itself in the crosshairs in many of the debates, but you really can't argue with the sense of public service and selflessness of this particular, or every particular, but certainly this year it's true of these people.
You said it as well as it could possibly be said. These are extraordinary people. This is a crazy time. We're in the political silly season. And the reality is that whoever wins, they will depend upon the career civil servants that stock our government for their success. And if we could have more people like the ones we're recognizing at the Sammies, we would have better government. And that's what we're seeking.
Now, we've interviewed almost all of them here on the Federal Drive. And the one thing that comes through from almost every single person is no matter what they have done, what they're being honored for, they don't hesitate to note the fact that there's a whole team with them that without whom they could not have done this. So there's that sense of teamwork as well as individual achievement.
I don't know of any other group that has accomplished more and is more modest about it than the people we honor through the Sammies. And that, as you suggest, stands out, the sense that it's about team, it's about serving the public, and it's not about themselves. And that's just phenomenal. I mean, they're doing so many amazing things for the public, and they're doing it for the right reasons.
And I think that's something probably it's worth emphasizing, too, coming as this event does just a couple of nights after the Emmys Award. And I confess I have never seen Game of Thrones. Probably I don't have time to watch it. And from what I've heard, I'm not sure I would enjoy it. But that's great for the entertainment industry. But if you subtract that from our public life, it probably wouldn't make much difference. But if you subtract the fellow leading the law enforcement team trying to tamp down on the needless destruction of rare animals because of their tusks, for example, that's something that actually does have impact on the world.
You're entirely right. You know, we have one government. We need it to work right. These are people who are making government work right. And whether it's the expert at the FBI who is checking out and ensuring that they know the most about bombs that are used, which is obviously news of the day, or, you know, the team that's working on trying to reduce and prevent fatalities that take place in hospitals. I mean, it's an extraordinarily broad array of achievement represented by the Sammies honorees, and it's exciting. And you drew the connection. We actually have this year Michael Kelly from the House of Cards as our MC. So these are folks that we're recognizing that are truly doing extraordinary things, and we would love to see Hollywood come to them because we need more publicity.
But there won't be any swords drawn or flaming arrows tonight, though, will there?
Not that I'm aware of, and not that we intend. It is, great accomplishments, heroic people, but a relatively, staid audience.
We're speaking with Max Steyer, the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service, and just review for us, as way of background, how these people are nominated and how the finalists and the winners are chosen.
Well, thank you for that, because the only way we can recognize these folks is if they're nominated. And so whether it's going to the Partnership for Public Service's website or going to the Service to America Medals website, anyone can nominate a person for the Sammies, and people ought to. When you know someone who's doing great work, that's a great way of showing that you believe that what they're doing is important. And that's primarily how we get our nominations, through colleagues, through bosses, through leadership and agencies, all over the place. We get somewhere close to 500 of them. For the winners themselves, we have a selection committee of judges that are made up of CEOs of companies, members of Congress, heads of foundations and nonprofits. And the idea really, again, is to spread the word. And the truth is that every single one of the finalists is a winner. But this evening, we're going to be recognizing a subset of those for the extraordinary work that they do.
It's also noteworthy that to be a Sammy's finalist or Sammy's winner, the length of service is not necessarily a factor. In fact, you've got people that have come into government for just a couple of years to get a program started, coming from the private sector. For example, Lisa Jones is working in the Treasury Department in a fairly obscure bureau, but setting up a very important program. She came from the banking and investment sector. And then just by contrast, picking one here, Dennis Reuter at NASA. And the team that built that camera that can see out into the universe and got us pictures of Pluto and all of this has been many, many, many years in the agency working on these projects. So length of service is only one factor and not necessarily what the most important one is.
You've got it right. It's not about the time that folks serve in government. It's about the delivery of services to the public and what they've achieved. And you get people, ideally, not only from the government itself who've spent their careers there, but also who have experience in many other places. And that makes for, I think, a healthier and more diverse government. And you see that in the honorees. You get folks that, as you suggest, have been there for long periods or in their entire career, and some that are relatively new. We have one award that recognizes the career achievement, but it's, again, it's not about time served, but delivery of services to the public. And we have a call to serve award, which is intended to recognize folks that are newer in the workforce, and the accomplishments of those folks are equally extraordinary.
And describe for us what will happen this evening. You said Michael Kelly from the television show House of Cards will be your MC. That's a little bit of a change from how you usually do it. What else can we expect different this year?
Well, so we are trying very hard to make sure that these stories are told as broadly as possible. So this is going to be live stream. So if folks can't actually get in the auditorium themselves, they can see it nonetheless through the live streaming that you can get to, again, through the Partnership for Public Service's main website or the Service to America Medals website. And we will also have a whole set of leaders from government, cabinet secretaries, Dennis McDonough, who is obviously the White House Chief of Staff, who will be honoring and recognizing the honorees themselves. So the idea really is, the career workforce is laboring in the vineyards. They don't often get the glory, and they ought to, and this is an evening where they will.
And it's kind of a nice way for the people that are politically appointed, and you've gotten members of Congress there over the years, cabinet secretaries, as you point out, White House officials. They can turn around and applaud the people that have supported them during their tenure.
That's exactly right. And I think coming around to what you started with, this is a crazy political season. The reality is that the day-to-day work of these folks in government is absolutely vital. And we need to make sure that whoever wins understands that, invests in the talent in government, and that will be a huge payoff for the American people.
All right. Well, we will look forward to being there. I will be there personally. Max Steyer is president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much and have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
The list of the winners was released this morning, and we have it all posted at federalnewsradio.com.